This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
So I know this is great. This is a nice kamikaze mission for me. I know I'm going to lose this argument with everybody. I know that's going to go down. But I know from my history, I have been right several times while this station has been on the air. And I think I'll end up being right again if they do something like this. You can't just throw some quarterback out there. Now, if they figure out during the year, I can't hear you, friend. Oh, we have a contest.
Contest.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I apologize. Well, you could have just yelled it at me. That's fine.
Oh, I did.
We're giving away tickets to Jason Aldean, Blossom Music Center. It's part of the Minutemen Workforce's Solution concert series, End of the Word Trouble, which was a great Travis Tritt song. But Travis Tritt ain't going to be there. It's Jason Aldean. So go ahead and enter the word Trouble by the end of this hour at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. Trouble. T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
That's technically the Travis Tritt song. It was not the word
really?
Trouble.
It's T-R-O-U-B-L-E is the
dash R-O-U-B-L-E.
Really?
L-E.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Because I just put it in on my like music stuff. I just put in Trouble. That's a good song.
You know
what?
You should have known that. I'm leaving because you didn't know that.
Well, I knew it was going to happen.
Oh, and real quick.
He's out of here.
Did you ever see Son-in-Law? You remember the scene with Tiffany Amber Thiessen into that song? Oh, my God in heaven. That's a good movie. That's a much better movie than people want to realize because everybody likes
I'm
to make fun
to
of Pauly
right
Shore.
Now.
All right, back to the – I love these arguments because I know I'm going to be right in the long run. And I actually hope I'm wrong. But I don't know if we'll ever know the truth. Because Dan Orlovsky said that he would just put Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel out there week one. And it basically made it out to be sink or swim. Now, I think that if Dan Orlovsky had more time, because he ain't an idiot, it just sounds silly to me, he would know that, hey, training camp, they see these guys, this, that, and the other. Because, man, we've been in this situation before. We've done this with quarterbacks. We did this with DeShone Kizer. I think we did this with Colt McCoy. I think we did this with a lot of guys. And I end up losing this argument because we just want to be entertained. We don't think the Browns. How many people looked at me like I had lobsters crawling out of my mouth when I said 7-11 earlier this morning? Because one, I said 7-11. Two, they go, "You're going to win seven games, so 7-10." I say 7-10, and I think people just think I'm an idiot for saying something like that. And plus, some of the other stuff. I think they just think that this team is going to be a 3-win team, and that we are in the. We are in the market for name them, Nussmeier, Sellers, Mendoza, Aller, whoever it might be. We are in that category. We are watching the Jacksonville Jaguars and their schedule and seeing what they end up doing. What record they? By the way, 9:45. I'm gonna throw this at you. I want a record for the Jacksonville Jaguars at the end of the year.
Ooh,
what you actually think they're gonna finish?
I like that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. That's what this show does. It keeps you listening. You didn't pick up on that, did you? That's an inside of an inside joke. So anyway, I know I'm going to lose this because these guys are Christmas presents. Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders. Guys, they're fun. And I got to tell you, there's nut jobs on the internet for each one of these guys, and they will go after you. I mean, if you're respectful and everything, it's fine. But it doesn't matter. If I say that Shador's great, why didn't I say he was really great? If I say that Dylan Gabriel threw the ball hard, why didn't I say that he threw the ball accurately?
Oh, God.
Those type of things. But, guys, I'm having way more fun with that than I've had with anything over the last 3 years. So keep it coming. I do not care. I'm fun with all of it. But I also don't want to put them out there before they're ready. Yeah, I had to teach my kids how to ride a bike. I didn't just put them on the bike. You got to teach your kid to swim. They're not dogs. You can't just throw them out there in the pool. I got to teach my son how to drive. I can't just put him in the truck because he's going to drive someday. I can't do that. And they got to show these guys, no matter how much experience Dylan Gabriel had in college, Shador Sanders, he's had a boatload of experience himself. I don't have the amount of games right off the top of my head, but he started a bunch of games at Jackson State, started a hell of a lot of games.
24 more at Colorado.
Yeah, 24 more at Colorado. So he did a fantastic job. I hate when people bring up the wins, losses. I think that's dumb. But if they're not ready, we cannot make the same mistake and say, well, you're never going to know until you know. No, I want to be as close to knowing as I possibly can. Because if it don't work out with these guys, that's going to mean a whole bunch of changes that I don't want to make. I don't want to make. I don't want to do new coach radio. I don't want to be looking for new general managers. I want this thing to work out. I'm going to want the thing to work out with the other guys. If they end up being here, I don't care. You can't do this. You can't just throw these guys out here. Just saying. But I know I'm going to lose this argument. So away we go. Cameron in Cleveland. Hello.
Hey, Ken. I just want to say, big fan of the show. Sorry, I'm at work right now, but I completely agree with you. But here's the thing is that as a Browns fan, like, who would have thought we'd be talking about this 2 years ago? But if I'm going to be drunk and stumbling at that stadium and watch a 3-14 team, I want to be having my wrist up when I'm walking across that bridge because I don't care. I just want to see something entertaining at this point. It's such a circus with Barry and Stefanski. Harvard and Yale need to get their PhDs back or whatever they have because they're not even – I mean, these are supposed to be the smartest guys in the league.
You with the pen,
they're making
man.
The dumbest decisions year in and year out. Like, it's ridiculous. But big fan. Appreciate you guys.
Camp, thank you very much for the call.
I thought the Travis Hunter move was a good move.
I'll admit this. Can I just admit this? That was part of the reason I got so excited about Shador Sanders. I was like, I'm finally interested in something entertaining. This is going to be entertaining. This is going to be fun. I got nothing against this guy. Let's see if he can work out. I admitted that to you. It's hell of a lot better than talking about the stuff we've been talking about the last 3 years.
100%.
So it's hard for me to be mean-spirited to a guy like that who, hey, you know what? I'm just going to the game, and I just want to see something entertaining if I don't think they're going to be very great. So I just want to do wrist up going over the West Third overpass. That's what I want to do. I want to have my beer bongs over in the pit. I want to walk up, and then I'm going to do wrist up on the way down to the stadium. That's what I'm going to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
It's hard to disagree with that man. This makes this an impossible argument for me.
Before you go to the phones real quick, can me and you do wrist up?
No. We are way too damn old to do wrist up.
Who gets to do wrist up?
My son, Cameron. I got Mitch. Does Mitch get to do it? Meredith, get on the microphone.
Would you do it?
We had to get a relief pitcher.
No, that's not my style. I like Shador. I like him a lot, and I really hope that he's successful, but I'm not going to be walking around wrist up.
If he takes over, what's the term to use, Kenny? It's not Riz. What is it now? We were talking about these terms earlier.
Aura.
If his aura takes over the city, transcends the city of Cleveland, then don't we all become, part of this? Don't we all have to take part?
Sure, I think everyone can do wrist up if they want to.
I
don't think there's any reason why you can't do a wrist up if you don't want to.
I just worry about me looking silly. I'm
older.
You
probably will, but it's okay. If Shador Sanders is out there winning game after game after game and everyone's super excited about it, go do wrist up.
Am I allowed to do wrist up or am I too old? I'm saying I think I'm too old.
Did we do anything for Baker?
I am 38.
When he was humming?
I forgot we were doing that, but that was for Johnny.
Johnny, we did the money signs. We did. But it was mostly sarcasm.
Baker, I remember I was tugging at my garbage.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, it was the same thing. He did that to Kansas. Then we found out from good old JR that Kansas was talking a bunch of trash.
They were, yeah.
Which, boy, that's stupid. I mean, you could have had dead people out there and Kansas was still going to lose to Oklahoma that day. I don't know what the hell Kansas was thinking. Chuck in Middleburg Heights, you're next up in the fan.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, Chuck. Go ahead. So,
this is my take. No way you throw the rookies into the fire game one. The NFL, too advanced sport to put these guys in.
Thank you.
Especially when you got Flacco in the back and you got hopefully Pickett doesn't make the team. But we definitely don't want to have these guys in there. Speaking of Flacco, Owen said Flacco was an instant pizza, just waiting to get thrown in there when we need him. What type of pizza is he? Is he a DiGiorno's, Jack's, or Tombstone?
I said Jack's. He didn't give a name brand. We're not supposed to do all that, but I said Jack's.
Oh, okay. What you guys think about these rookies getting in, like week 6 or 7? You should never put them in at the beginning of the season.
Well, see, like this is the weird thing about it, Chuck. Thank you very much for the call. Is I don't want to do this either. So this is a moving target. I can't go, well, you can't put them in a week one. Why can't you put them in a week one? Well, that's the first game of the season. You can't go right from college to the NFL. Okay, when do you want to put them in? Well, we can't put them in against Baltimore. Why? They have a really good defense. Well, we can't put them in against Green Bay. Well, why can't you put it? Well, because they're really good. Like, they're all good teams. To a rookie, they're all good teams. The Jets are a clown car to us. I know what they think of us. But the Jets are a clown car. They still have pros over there trying to win. It's still a much higher level of football than anything these two are used to. So you're going to have to take care of these guys. So it doesn't matter if it's the Steelers, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Vikings, the Bears, the Bills. It doesn't matter. San Francisco, guys, it don't matter. It does not. They're all pro teams. You got to figure out, is he ready? Is he ready to break down a defense? Is he ready to lead his team? Is he ready? Damn it, is he ready to tell a guy like Joel Bitonio that it's going to be different? Because Joel's going into year, 12? 11? Joel's been around a long time. Is he ready to command the respect of Joel Bitonio, of Wyatt Teller, of Ethan Posick? And you know what? Damn it, DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones has been in the league 3 years now, and he's been hurt each one of these years. He don't want to have his time wasted. Does he have what it takes to look those guys in the eye? You're going to have to look up at DeJuan Jones, but you get what I'm saying. That's what you have to prove. So far, 54% say, I am allowed to do wrist up. Whoa.
Boom.
Chris in California, am I allowed to do wrist up?
I don't care what you do, to be honest.
Come on, Chris. I need an answer.
No, I'm not. I'm not in control of you, but you could do whatever you want. So the reason for my call is...
Wow.
So how many opportunities has Kyler Murray had in the NFL, along with Bryce Young, maybe even Justin Herbert? So let's spin the narrative on Shador Sanders. Say he has Kenny Pickett's career. He's only had, 25 games to prove himself on his rookie contract?
Kenny? Yeah.
So what would Shador Sanders fans say if he was being treated like Kenny Pickett's career?
Oh, they would just blame it on the Browns. They would just say the Browns are a defunct organization. or derelict, whatever, however you want to say it. I probably used the wrong word there, but I've been speaking wrong all day, for crying out loud. I said 7-Eleven earlier. I think they would just blame it on the Browns. I think a lot of fan bases blame it on the Browns.
I blame the Pittsburgh Steelers for Kenny Pickett's development. You know, he was. Kenny Pickett was one drop away from Devontae Smith of going 2-0 in his starts. Mm-hmm. So give the kid a chance, man. He hasn't had a fair chance, and that's my argument, and that would be my argument until he has a fair opportunity. Give him a fair chance. He hasn't even fulfilled his whole rookie contract.
So you want Kenny, so you don't care about either of these guys. You want Kenny Pickett to have a chance.
I want him to have a fair chance. He won't even be on the Cleveland Browns next year if he does bad or if he does good, whatever the case may be, because you guys didn't give him his fifth-year option. Just give him a fair chance, man. That's all I'm asking for. You give all these – like Justin Fields is getting a third opportunity in his career to resurrect his career.
But does the Pickett fair chance, does that come at the expense of the other guys?
I mean, what is it? It sounds like right now you guys are having a trial and error season anyway.
Well, we're talking about – I will admit – Chris, like, Kenny does become an afterthought when you have two rookies.
It's wild.
I understand that, and I understand your...
17 games in a season, and he's only had 25 starts, and he's had...
Ben could have used you to call in much earlier in the show.
Yeah, I could have, honestly. Well, Chris, and I thank you very much for listening in California and on the Free Odyssey app. I will address that when we come back. It is unfair, but that's the league.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.